Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm gonna tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
This is Ryan Weston, North Charleston, South Carolina.
843, we out here.
What up, Charlamagne? I love you, brother. You know why I'm mad? I'm mad because there ain't enough love in this world like Snoop Dogg when he was on the interview, man. We need to spread this love. We need to love, and stop all the hate.
I agree. Are you white, sir? You sound white.
I am 100% white, driving with my African-American delivery driver. We're just trying to spread the bread around in North Charleston.
Well, hold on. Time out. First of all, you from where I'm from, so you don't count.
So what, he's not white?
I don't count.
Like, you don't count. Like, you're not white. You're from where I'm from. You're from South Carolina.
Hello, who's this?
This is Carla from Carla's Kids.
Hey, Carla, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because I go to a dermatologist with a radio host, and my school is advertised on this radio station. And every time when we leave, he says, I got you. I'm going to shout Carla's Kids out. Now, he's not the one that does the commercial, but...
Carla,
I told him I was gonna call
I love
him.
You, Carla's Kids. Salute to Carla's Kids.
Now what,
I got nothing but love for Carla's Kids.
Now, what jock is it? Is it the light-skinned jock or the light-skinned jock? Which one is it?
No, it's not the light-skinned one. It's, I had his back. It's the one, you know, that was about to have a fight with
Birdman.
But I'm happy now. I love you guys.
Thank you, Carla.
Salute
you
to Carla's Kids.
Called you out. Okay,
I got nothing but love for Carla's Kids. I be forgetting. You got to remind me. Listen, this is an open... This is
I got
a two,
you.
Exactly. We peoples. You can call and remind me. That's all. I got you.
You see this candy that Angela Yee brought us?
Yes, she did.
Listen, you guys have to try it, though.
It's called Medical Cannabis Ice Chocolate.
I got fire chocolate
it's
and dark chocolate.
It's just a square as a chocolate, so you just break off a little square.
Did you take one this morning?
Yeah.
You liar.
This could be a laxative fooling with Angela Yee.
Yeah, you never know with Yee.
What? Come on now. Look at that packaging. It's
hello,
official.
Who's this?
Hello?
Hey, tell them why you're mad.
I'm white, and my wife is black. And the white people at my job think it's funny to make black jokes to me.
Mm. Ooh, like what?
Now, yeah, what's a black joke that they make?
Well, they tell me how I love fried chicken all the time.
How is that a black joke?
That's
everybody
not a black
loves
joke.
Fried
exactly.
Chicken.
Chicken,
white people like chicken?
Chicken. God made chicken,
but
sir.
The way he's saying it. He's the way he's saying it. Like, I like black. I like fried chicken. I like watermelon. And
so what? God made all those things. So what? Let me tell you what you do to those white people, right? You take all your white coworkers to go see Birth of a Nation on October 7th. It's the Nat Turner movie. Trust me.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes, it's a white American horror movie. I saw three white people really get upset and leave the screening yesterday.
Goodness gracious. All right.
So take them to go see Birth of a Nation October 7th.
All right. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. When we come back, you're going to tell us more about that movie. And people walking out, we want to know everything about it. Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Rihanna with Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne came into work today, said he's not talking to white people for a couple of days, and he's not talking to Iggy's after 5.
Well, first of all, I never talk to N-words after 5 p.m. And I just need a moment, because I saw Birth of a Nation yesterday. Birth of a Nation is a movie based on Nat Turner. It's in-freak-incredible. You know, it's everything I thought a movie about Nat Turner would be. It's not as graphic as a lot of Nat Turner stories, because if you know anything about Nat Turner, he went around killing men, women, and children. They don't show him killing any women and children, but they do show him delivering a lot of Mortal Kombat fatalities.
That bad?
Yes, to a lot of white men. I mean, it is a top three superhero movie of all time. The same reason I like Django is the reason I knew I would love a Nat Turner movie, because they weren't victims.
Now, would you take your white friends to the movie? You said a lot of white people stormed out of the movie.
Not only would I take my white friends to the movie, I think white people should go see this movie. Like, why are we so afraid of American history?
Mm-hmm.
Like whether you no matter how you feel about what happened, those events actually happened.
Right.
So for you to storm out of the movie theater and be upset like something was fabricated, like, no. That happened.
And there's a lot of behind-the-scenes drama with Nate Parker as well.
Now, what's the behind-the-scenes drama?
Well, they're bringing up some things that happened when he was in college. He was acquitted, I guess, of raping a woman.
So if he was acquitted, why are they bringing it up?
Probably because of this movie.
Because this is a black liberation movie.
Mm.
And then it's a black liberation movie on two fronts. It's a black liberation movie because it's a movie about Nat Turner and him revolting. But it's also a black liberation movie based on the way that Nate Parker was able to raise funding on his own for this film, shoot this film himself, and then sell it to Sundance for $17.5 million.
Wow.
This is a black man doing this without the help of any big distribution companies or anybody. Like, this is self-empowerment at its finest. This is doing for self at its finest. So it's a black liberation story on both fronts. But I don't, to be honest with you, this story is bigger than Nate Parker. This has nothing to do with Nate Parker and everything to do with Nat Turner. And guess what? It is a lot of raping in this movie. Mm-hmm. But you know who's doing the raping?
Who?
The white man.
Okay.
Of black women. All right. So, yes, after seeing a movie this gruesome, I need a moment. And I'm sure that if a white person goes see this movie, they're going to need a moment from black people, too. They're going to be like, look, I don't know what to say to y'all right now. Do I say sorry?
My bad.
like, what do I say? Let's
share some chicken, something?
Let's have some chicken. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. What is it? I'm telling you, man, October 7th, 2016, Birth of a Nation, it is everything that they are hyping it up to be.
I'm going
to
take my neighbors with me.
You should.
Yeah, right.
All right. We got rumors coming up.
Yes, we are going to talk about who is getting out of jail. Just last year at the Revolt Music Conference, I was trying to get this guy on The Breakfast Club when we were broadcasting live. And now he's finally going to get out of jail. Also, we'll talk about WrestleMania for all you wrestling fans. You'll never believe what NBA star is now confirmed to be at WrestleMania 33 getting down.
Is he watching or is he wrestling?
He's going to be wrestling.
Oh, boy. All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, at this point, we all know that Ray J and Princess Love got married on Friday, and Brandy sang.
Congratulations to them.
At the wedding, she sang At Last. Check it out.
If I was Ray J, I would have got Monica to sing at my wedding.
What?
Just to piss my sister off.
Why would he want to do that to his sister?
Or at least call Brandy and be like, look, Brand, you know, I just want you to relax. You know, I'm going to get Monica to sing. That's cool?
Anyway, he loves his sister. He would never do that. Kodak Black will be free. I think he's supposed to get free today. I know they were doing the paperwork and everything to get him out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the judge has approved his plea deal on a few different charges. He was looking at a maximum of 55 years.
Jeez.
I want to be happy for the brother because I don't like to see, you know, I don't want to say that because that's not true. But I'm about to say I don't like to see people in jail, but I don't know what he did to get out, so I don't want to say
he was facing charges of robbery, false imprisonment, fleeing a law enforcement officer,
drugs,
and possession of a firearm by a delinquent. He has to do a year of house arrest and 5 years of probation. Also, he has to undergo drug evaluations, anger management, 300 hours of community service, and he has to complete a mentor program. He was accused of forcing several people into a car in response to suspecting somebody was breaking into his house.
All right, it sounds like somebody made a mistake. You might need to keep Kodak Black a little longer. You might need to keep him in there just a little longer. Are we sure you learned his lesson? What do you do again?
He thought somebody broke into his house.
Okay.
So he forced him into a car.
That was one case.
Right, that's one case. Then he was arrested again after that in a drug transaction. He was in his vehicle, and then he tried to flee from the police. So his bond was revoked after that scenario. If you remember, because we were in Miami when that happened at the Revolt Music Conference when he got arrested again that day while we were out there. He was supposed to perform.
Well, he's a young man. I mean, you know, you learn. You live and you learn, right?
Second chance. Yeah. You know, big things are happening for him.
Hey, I wouldn't be here if I didn't get a second chance when it came to the law. But my ass had to stay in there once a long time and then a few more times.
He's been there for a while.
He's been there for a couple of months.
All right. Let's make sure this is the last time, brother.
All right. Eminem and Drake were on stage together in Detroit. That's a big deal. Actually, Drake was there. He brought Eminem out. It was a very explosive moment. He said, make some noise for the greatest rapper to ever get on a microphone. And Drake actually bowed to Eminem, and he came out, you know.
That's dope.
Yeah, and beautiful.
Oh, it's dope when they do it, but when I do it, we spent the night together, and it's we're a couple and all kinds of
stuff. Well, number one, you're not a rapper.
So
he brought him out on stage.
And you didn't come
rapped
out on stage. You didn't perform.
They took a picture together. All I saw was the picture. I didn't see them
perform.
I know they did.
They called him out on stage, okay?
Yeah.
That was,
yeah.
And
get
then
off Eminem's D. That's what you call white privilege. No. It's okay for Eminem to take a picture with Drake.
Well, he was in Eminem.
But when Charlamagne does it.
He was in Eminem City. When Drake goes to South Carolina.
And Eminem's going to show up to work today.
I work in New York. Yeah, and Eminem don't have to be with Minister Farrakhan the next day. I'm sure that wouldn't happen.
Calm down. It's gonna be all right.
Get off Eminem D.
Eminem performed. He brought Eminem out in his own city, and there was speculation that they were gonna be. That was dope.
I work in New York, and
somebody made up a fake rumor.
Not just city. South Carolina.
That they were going to beef. So that's nice that they squashed it because it was never any issue between the two of them. So that's what the big deal is.
I never heard that rumor.
Right. Well, that's what I read on the blogs. All right. You okay? All right, good. All right, and the Big Show versus Shaq is definitely going down at WrestleMania 33. It has been confirmed. There were rumors before. The match wasn't officially set. Now it is. Here is the Big Show.
Is there any update with you going against Shaq?
Oh, I mean, that's confirmed. It's still early. I would look for this to really start picking up probably around January. We'll start picking it up real heavy.
How is Shaq as a WWE superstar?
He's great. He's got charm and charisma. When you can't help but have fun around Shaq when he's around.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't mean I'm not going to slap the crap out of him when I get the chance. I mean, I'm old school. I'm going to take my shot when I can get it.
All right, this is 20 years too late. I do not want to see two big-ass, old-ass individuals fighting each other in the ring.
Well, that's going down in April.
Shaq must be bored, man.
Listen, they not even as tall as they used to be. They so old. Because, you know, you get shorter as you get older. Yeah, nah. They both used to be like 7 feet. They both probably like 6'10 right now. All right?
Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Machine. When we come back, we got some front page news. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
We're going to talk about Donald Trump's campaign. They have underwent a major overhaul. Also, the son of El Chapo has been kidnapped.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Here's Drake. It's One Dance. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. That was Kent Jones. Now let's get into some front page news. Olympic updates. The U.S. men's basketball team plays Argentina tonight in the quarterfinals, so we'll see what happens with Team USA.
And the Japanese pole vaulter, you forgot to mention the one that got disqualified because his penis touched the pole.
I didn't forget to mention that one.
First of all, his penis was very, 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 very
small. It was
small.
Not.
Very small.
It
very
was
tiny.
Small. He was erect.
Yeah. And
he was not erect.
He definitely was erect.
And you guys didn't see the front view of it.
No, we seen the side view, which the only view we needed to see.
Don't no penis stick straight out like that if it's not erect.
Look how small. Look.
You guys sound like
that's
haters. Small.
That's tiny.
I would never hate on a man whose penis is small.
You guys are hating on
it. If you're watching Revolt, you can see it right now. Here he goes. Look, you can't even see it right now.
I only hate on people whose penis is bigger than mine. I hate on porn stars. Like, you'd be sitting there watching the porn like, yo, you know that's an extension, right? That's not really real.
You know he wear a hat because of his hairline, right?
Well, let's talk about El Chapo's son.
El Chapo's son has been kidnapped. Now, he is his youngest son from his first marriage, and a group of people came into a restaurant on a Mexican beach resort in Puerto Vallarta, and they actually kidnapped six men, and he was among the six men that were kidnapped. So what they are saying is that he was kidnapped by an emerging rival, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel.
I don't think they're scared no more. You got this new, young crew that's rising up, and they doing things like that to establish power. They know El Chapo's in jail. El Chapo's regime probably isn't as strong as it once was.
If El Chapo got enough people to dig a tunnel for miles to get out, you don't think El Chapo still got a squad?
That was a while ago, sir.
That was like 2 years ago.
Well, El Chapo is still trying to run things from behind bars. But I guess now this is the opportunity when your leader is locked up.
Exactly. And the work might be drying up. We don't know what's going on in them streets. Them workers probably ain't in a while. El Chapo, what's up? Give up the plug. They're like, no, wait till I escape again.
Now, let's talk about this shakeup in the Trump campaign.
Well, Donald Trump's campaign is undergoing a major staff shakeup, as it should, because there's less than 3 months until the election, and he's just not comfortable with the way that things are being managed. In addition to that, he is basically losing in every key battleground state, and he's lagging in the latest national polls. Now, Donald Trump told the Wall Street Journal, I want to win. That's why I'm bringing on fantastic people who know how to win and love to win. So the recent polls show that he's losing in even typically Republican states like Georgia.
Wow. Okay.
Out of here.
I'm glad he's losing, so I'm happy.
Get him
about
out
that.
Of here.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, let's talk forgiveness.
Oh, 800. God. The most overrated thing in the world.
1051. Now, Nick Young said he's repairing his relationship with D'Angelo Russell. You know, D'Angelo Russell put out that video of Nick Young talking about the chicks he smashed while he was with Iggy Azalea.
As a result of that, Iggy Azalea and Nick Young did break up. They're not getting married.
I don't know if it was a result of that.
I mean, that definitely was the first, I think, part of the snowball effect.
Maybe.
Everybody weighing in because now publicly they know that he's been cheating on her and evidence of it. It's embarrassing. And then things just went downhill from there.
Well, a question. 800-585-1051. What's the worst thing you had to forgive a friend for? 800 800- 585-1051.
I'm out of this topic because I don't believe in forgiveness. Sorry.
You've definitely had to have forgiven people at some point.
No, forgiveness is very overrated. I don't.
Family members.
No, I cut you off quick. That undone. Bye. Peace. See you later. Blessings
to you. I'm trying to think. I really.
But you talk about second chances.
I really don't forgive.
Well, like, I got to do a forgiveness.
Even though I might still
give somebody
effort
a second chance.
I don't forgive you all the way. Like I might still speak with you, but I don't really. I still look at you funny. I don't really forgive you.
Yeah.
Like I can't. Like I can't say I ever really totally forgiven anybody 100% completely. That
I
doesn't
forgive
happen.
People all the time for things.
Not me. Sorry.
800-585-1051. What's the worst thing you had to forgive a friend for? Call us up right now. Well, maybe Mono. Mono has done a lot of drunken stuff.
Oh, you talk about the guy that took a cake one time and smashed it in your face?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done a lot of
for no reason
stuff.
In the middle of the club.
That's still my bro.
We didn't know if he was your guy or not because I was new here.
Yeah, he almost beat him up. But he got me into a lot of fights, but I always forgive him. Even the other day he got into
an altercation. You're an idiot. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results, okay?
Now, shout out to Mona.
You need to cut him.
585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Nelly, Kelly Rowland with Dilemma. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking forgiveness. Now, this story comes from D'Angelo Russell and Nick Young. Now, of course, they're trying to repair their relationship. Now, what happened in their relationship, Yee?
Well, basically, as we all know, D'Angelo Russell secretly taped Nick Young talking about cheating on Iggy Azalea, basically, and put it out publicly, and not cool.
Nick Young might be realizing that no other team want him.
So
ask for forgiveness from every other Laker and be cool with every other Laker.
Okay.
Because D'Angelo Russell ain't going nowhere.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about forgiving. What's the worst thing you had to forgive somebody for? Me, I really can't think of anything because I really don't forgive. I hold a grudge. Everybody knows I hold a grudge. If I don't F with you, I don't F with you. I still speak. We could be cordial, but you're not my guy. I can't trust you. I can't
now,
put
forgiveness
faith in you.
Doesn't mean that you have to be friends with somebody again.
I don't forgive
you. It just means I forgive you for what you did and I'm moving on.
Listen, I tell people all the time, forgiveness is overrated. People be like, you have to forgive for your own benefit. Excuse me, I'm fine, okay? Even if you do something to piss me off and I don't cut you off, doesn't mean I forgive you. It just means you need to stay on point because I'm fully aware of the BS you can possibly bring to my life.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't have to forgive nobody. Like, who said that? You know what pissed me off the most was after the shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, so all my people in the 843, and they were so quick to forgive Dylan Roof. You haven't even given yourself time to mourn yet. You haven't even given yourself time to grieve, and you already saying we need to forgive Dylan Roof because the Bible says
some people heal differently. Some people feel that if they forgive, they let go, they can start their
healing.
Those
are talking
process.
Points. Those are quote unquote rules
but that's
that
how
people
they feel.
Have.
But people
have had to forgive both of you for things before, right?
Like what?
And you guys have made mistakes.
You don't have to. You choose to.
Well, people have chosen to, and I'm sure you appreciate
And some people are stronger than me when it comes to forgiveness because I don't know if I can forgive. I can't forgive certain people.
But a mistake is different than doing something that you have to ask forgiveness for. When I'm thinking somebody, you got to forgive somebody. They did something really foul to you.
Stole your money.
Yeah.
Disrespected your children.
That's not a mistake. That's stealing. Like something foul. Like a mistake is like, yo, and one of the interns moved your car and ran into somebody. That's a mistake.
Right. I can believe that.
That's not something to forgive.
What about cheating? Is cheating something that is that a mistake or is that something that's really foul that you need to forgive someone for?
That's a mistake.
Mm-hmm. He said that's a mistake.
Okay,
that is a mistake. Cheating is a mistake. It's a mistake.
What if you have another baby?
That's different. I wouldn't even ask a woman to ask me for forgiveness for that. If I got another woman pregnant, I wouldn't even ask my wife to forgive me for that. That to me, that's unforgivable. That's like giving your wife an STD. As men, we know that.
Those are unforgivable, but...
It's certain things
I don't know if cheating is just a mistake, though.
I don't know if cheating is a mistake,
but...
It's a premeditated mistake.
But some women and some men can forgive for that, and some men and women can't. But I haven't been cheating on, so I don't know. But when it comes to somebody stealing from me, somebody has stole a lot of money from me, and I can't forgive them. I can't look at them the same. Somebody has ished on me, talk bad about me, where they tried to
People
hurt
talk
my character.
About us every personal. Day.
Somebody kill your mom. God forbid.
No.
I'm going to forgive you?
No.
No, I'm not forgiving. What does that even mean? I forgive you. Like, forgiving you is going to bring my mom back. No.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Danny.
Hey, Danny, what's the worst thing you had to forgive somebody for?
I'm currently on dialysis, and I've been on dialysis for 7 years.
Wow.
And 5 years ago, my mom and dad passed away. So my sister, that night of the funeral, wanted to give me a kidney. I was talking about how I wanted a kidney, how the first thing I wanted to do was drink a full glass of water.
Mm.
And at the end of the day, she changed her mind. basically, you know, drag all this emotion out of me, out of this hope out of me, and then she just crushed it.
Now, hold on. You can't be mad at her that she decided not to give you a kidney now.
Come on now. You can't be mad at her.
But she raised his hopes, told him she was going to do it.
She changed her mind.
I wasn't mad that she changed her mind. Before she said she wanted to give me a kidney, I told her, you got to be sure, because don't give me hope like this.
Well, she thought about it in the last minute. She said, nah.
Now, that's true. She did dangle that hope in front of you.
No, but
she probably said she dragged it out. If you know right away, just be like, you know what? I rethought it.
But maybe last minute she was like, you know what? I don't want to give her my kidney. That's her kidney.
Come on.
Even though I love you, bro.
I wish you would have never
kidney.
Told me you was going to give me your kidney.
I'm sorry.
I had to change your mind.
So what's the end result of the story? You forgive her?
Yeah, I have to give her because she's my sister. And my parents passed away. I only have 3 sisters, so got to be together. But
you don't sound like you really forgive her, bro.
Nah, he pissed off a little
bit. I'm going to be honest with you.
I'm not going to forget it.
Hey. All right, bro.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that's a very awkward conversation.
We wish
all
you the best
time.
Of luck, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And guys, I love you. I listen to you guys every morning. And Charlamagne, I think you are pretty provocative.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, provocative.
Yeah,
that's
provocative.
A good description.
Okay, 800-585-1051. What's the worst thing you've forgiven somebody for? Call us up. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Needed Me. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking the worst thing you've forgiven somebody for. What's so bad that somebody did to you that you still forgave them? Angela Yee.
Yes.
What's the worst thing somebody's done to you that you forgave?
Well, I've definitely had somebody steal money from me before.
And you forgave them?
Yeah.
And you still allowed them to get in your account or still allowed them to get close to your money?
Oh, no, nobody got into my account. Oh. But no, of course, you can't ever come over my house again.
Oh, so that's not really forgiveness.
And see,
no, no, you can forgive somebody. I forgive you, but you're just not having the same relationship.
No, forgive me, you still open them up to that.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. You can forgive somebody for something, but that doesn't mean we're going to have the same exact relationship
that's not
we
really
have.
Okay,
forgiving.
Well, listen, remember that when it comes to God. For all you people that like to sin and then ask for God for forgiveness, just know that you don't have the same relationship with God that you once had. So, and if Genesis 1:26 says God created man in his image according to his likeness, what makes you think that you can keep doing sins and think that God is going to constantly forgive you?
You guys, forgiveness does not mean I forgive you. Now, let's get back to exactly how things where forgiveness means I'm not holding a grudge against you.
You are holding a grudge.
I don't wish any ill will towards you, but maybe we're just not meant to be.
Basically, Jesus don't check your emails as fast as he used to, okay?
Well, we're not Jesus.
That's kind of a grudge.
Now when you send emails to God, God is like, let me send
those to the spam folder. I don't think you guys understand the definition of forgiveness.
I don't think y'all really realize what forgiveness is.
You're saying I forgive you, but you're not allowing that person back into your space, so that's not really forgiving. It's kind of like you're holding a grudge a little bit.
Forgiving?
No, it means you let go of negative emotions. That's all.
But I never have negative emotions.
I don't have negative emotions. I'm not mad at you. I let it go.
I can let go of negative emotions. I cannot be mad at you. I can absolutely have a person be dead to me without having to forgive them.
I
don't
want to
get revenge on you. I'm never going
to
say anything bad about you.
But,
you.
Let me ask you this question. You say you don't want to get revenge on a person, but if something bad happens to that person, I bet you'd be like, karma. That's karma.
Yeah, but I didn't cause it.
Revenge
is when you plot to do something to someone.
But being happy that something bad happened to a person
it's
is
not
still,
being happy.
It's still the same
I'm
thing.
I'm never happy that, when something
really
bad happens to somebody.
I want
to
kill
that's
you.
That's all. If you live your life in a bad manner, of course bad things are going to happen
Listen,
to you.
Forgiving
that's
some,
all.
Forgiving someone when you don't mean it is like getting baptized and still sinning.
Well, hello, who's this?
Noble,
what's the worst thing you forgave somebody for?
Found out that one of my cats, supposedly a cat, tried to set me up, man, had me knocked off.
Word.
And you forgave him for that?
You forgave him? You're a fool.
Not directly forgave him, you know what I'm saying? Basically, like, I caught wind, the streets is talking. I know what you was trying to do, but I'm just going to ease back and again. I'm going to let the universe deal with that karmic circle that you created for yourself.
That's the same thing as wishing bad on somebody, sir.
That's just a
good way of saying I wish bad to happen to this person. I want the universe to handle it.
I'm just not going to do it myself.
You just let it go.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Essential.
Hey, Essential. What's the worst thing you forgave somebody for?
The worst thing I forgave somebody for, in 2005, my mother died of cancer, and I got the phone call that morning. So it was about a 3-hour drive. When I got there, my sisters had already had her cremated.
Oh, that's not funny.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if you didn't believe
you
in the cremation
your sister?
Process.
You know, the thing about it is I realized my older sister, who had power of attorney, you know, something like that, losing our parent, emotionally she wasn't in her right state of mind, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long? That must have happened in like 24 hours, I'm assuming.
Well, she passed away that morning, and I was 3 hours from her, and by the time I got there, yeah, they had already
Nah, your sister wildin'. Your sister wildin'. She could have waited three hours.
She was in hospice, and they had her in the house, and they told my sisters, you know, once she passes away, you know, we'll leave her here till family comes and things like that. But nope, they had her taken out of the house. By the time I got there, I mean, it was like a short ride, like Jersey to Brooklyn. Like, by the time I got there, she was gone.
You better than me, because I'd be suspecting foul play. I'd be like, why you burn mommy body so fast?
Well, you owe me what? 5 minutes. We had to fight,
I'd be suspecting foul play. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, you know, we argued. It escalated. My sister pulled a gun on me, because I was, it was not good. Yeah, it was not good. But, yeah, it took me a while. On the 10th anniversary of her passing on Mother's Day, I took her ashes to the beach, and I spread them in the ocean. And I just let all that go. So
let that bad energy go.
Okay, mama.
But it took me 10 years, though. It did. I couldn't believe they did that. Yeah, and I'm the baby. Yep. So yeah.
Do you feel better now that energy's gone?
I do. You know, because I know my mother wouldn't want that wedge between us. And I have to think about the fact that, you know, my sister had a lot on her shoulders dealing with, you know, the estate and all of mommy's affairs and things like that. And it was a highly emotional time. So after I calmed down and thought about it, you know, yeah, I have to forgive my sister. I will never forget that.
Okay,
because
thank you, mama.
It was hard for me to accept that, you know, I was like, is this really my mother? Because I never saw her absence of life. So, yeah.
And that's why people say you can forgive, but that doesn't mean you forget.
All right. What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, this is just me personally, I think forgiveness is overrated, and I think people use that whole forgiveness thing in order to do more dirt, and I don't understand why we can't simply say, I'm not mad at you, I don't hate you, but I don't forgive you. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I want good things to happen for you when people have done me wrong. I like when bad things happen to people who have done me wrong.
Well,
I'm sorry.
But like that last caller said, it was actually beneficial for her to let that negative energy out of her life.
Well, we got rumors coming up, Yee.
Yes, we are going to talk about a new deal between Birdman, find out who he is teaming up with. Also, what is Beyonce investing in now? And we'll tell you about a reality show that was canceled after just 2 seasons.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. Rumor, rumor. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Okay, it's getting better.
Clues
bombs.
It's
getting
better.
Clues bombs for Taylor.
It's getting better.
She took the cut off it.
Yeah, the first one was a little wack.
It's a little raw.
This one's getting a little better.
A little purer.
All right, it turns out that Birdman and Cash Money Records have teamed up with Apple. They've done some type of partnership. Now, Birdman posted on his Instagram, it's official, Cash Money makes a power move with Apple Music. We don't know the nature of whatever their arrangement is going to be, but of course, everybody knows a lot of the streaming services are trying to do certain types of exclusivity with artists, mm-hmm. So it only makes sense. Allegedly, Apple is also in talks to purchase Tidal, which could be an interesting situation.
Okay.
And financially beneficial for a lot of people.
That's good. As long as we get an AR album on Cash Money, that's all I care about. Salute to ARF.
You know what? This exclusivity with the different streaming services gets a little annoying sometimes.
It does get a little annoying. I think it hurts sales for a lot of people, too. But
right. All right, Beyonce. Now, earlier this year, she announced that she was going to be investing in a beverage startup. It's called Watermelon Water. Basically, it's cold-pressed watermelon juice. What is so funny?
I mean, come on, man. I don't think that watermelon is a stereotypical thing.
You don't?
But you know it's about to be a lot of stereotypical racist jokes about black people and watermelon. Okay?
I like watermelon.
All right. Well, a lot of people, a lot of celebrities have been investing into the beverage market. And for the first time in 2013, water actually overtook soda as the most popular type of beverage.
As
in
it should. Why wasn't it ever number one from the beginning? That's why your face all bumpy now.
You know black people love Pepsi.
I like water.
Well, in addition to that,
like
bottled
Pepsi.
Water just has gotten more and more popular, as well as flavored bottled water. So there's a lot more options. It didn't used to be as many options.
Isn't your body made of 75% water? So it should be the number one option.
But water's
but
not really that good.
Some people don't buy water. Some people put a filter on their sink.
That water's not that tasty.
So what?
Sometimes you just
want
a little taste.
I like the way water tastes. But anyway,
pop in your mouth.
50 Cent actually started this whole gold rush toward bottled flavored water with his investment in Vitamin Water back in 2007. And now a lot of people are signing on. There's the Vita Coco. I know you guys have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna was actually doing ads for that. And Red Hot Chili Peppers, Madonna, all of them became partial owners as well. So it seems like that is the latest trend, is investing in these different water companies. It also is a good look for you. It means you care about people. So for other artists, it's also a way to reshape or to enhance your already existing image. All right, E! Network has canceled I Am Kate. There's not going to be a third season.
That's so transphobic.
Caitlyn Jenner tweeted out, after two amazing seasons of I Am Kate, it's time for the next adventure. Thank you, E. And thank you to the best girlfriends I could ask for. But Caitlyn Jenner is not stepping out of the spotlight. She is actually going to be in a new show. It's called Transparent, and it's a scripted TV series that's going to be on Amazon.
Listen, let's be clear about one thing.
What?
And one thing only. Mm-hmm. Bruce Jenner is born whether he got a vagina or a penis. All right? It don't matter whether Bruce is Bruce or Caitlyn. He's just a boring individual who nobody wants to see on their TV screen. Sorry.
All right. Tracy Morgan was on Howard Stern, and he talked about his road to recovery and one thing that he did a whole lot even while he was in the hospital. Here's what he had to say.
When did you off for the first time?
Oh my God.
When did it happen?
That was going on in the hospital. I beat my like they owe me money. My got a restraining order.
Is that really true?
Hands.
But when you're in a hospital, aren't you afraid to
afraid
off?
Of what?
And afraid that someone's going to walk
you
in.
You got to do what you got to do.
They all came
walk
running.
Is better. That's my fantasy.
He's crazy. Go. Shout out to Tracy
Morgan.
Drop
one of Clues Bombs for Tracy Morgan, damn
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, man.
Love that individual named Tracy Morgan.
Great guy.
That was a great interview by Howard Stern yesterday. I listened to that whole thing yesterday.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, far after the hour, let's talk about race reachers. If you don't know what a race reacher is a person that's always reaching for race. And we need to talk about him for after the hour.
All right. And then after that, of course, we have Ask Yee. So if you need relationship advice, you can start calling right now. She'll put you live on the air. But Donkey of the Day is next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the Day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Okay, listen. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 17th, goes to all you people who have coined race reachers because you're always reaching for racism that doesn't exist, which to me makes no sense because there's so many acts of racism around us, whether covert or overt, that exist that we really don't have to reach for it. But alas, people do. Now, the race reachers were busy yesterday. When Ellen DeGeneres posted a edited pic of herself riding on Usain Bolt's back yesterday with the caption, "This is how I'm running errands from now on, #Rio2016. Now, immediately, Ellen got deemed a racist, okay? One race reacher tweeted at the Ellen show, "So the first thing that pops in your head when you're looking at this pic is, oh, let me jump onto his back like he's a common mule." First of all, ain't no mule that fast.
Nope.
Let's be clear about that, all right? Another race reacher tweeted, "At the Ellen show, despite its intention, this pic has ugly connotations coming from a rich white lady." Now, Ellen defended herself and said, "I am highly aware of the racism that exists in our country. It is the furthest thing from who I am." Ellen, you better than me, because I wouldn't have given an explanation to these race reachers. Nothing about this pic or this caption was racist. Now, if you would have posted the caption, "Found me a new fast errand boy, y'all," then we would have had an issue. But Usain Bolt is the fastest man in the world. The fastest man in the world has ever seen. Ellen said, "This is how I'm running errands from now on. I'm, as in I am, me." So Ellen is the errand girl. Usain is the means of transportation. I don't see any racial connotations in this meme whatsoever. In fact, I'm about to post a pic of Prince Akeem riding on Michael Phelps like a jet ski, and I'm going to caption it, "This is how I'm coming to America." Okay, let me see what you race reachers have to say about that. All right. Now, I saw more race reaching yesterday because I went to go see an advanced screening of Birth of a Nation, the movie about Nat Turner. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Birth of a Nation. Amazing movie. And yesterday on my IG, I posted that after seeing this movie, I don't want to talk to white people for a few days. I need a moment. Now, to me, that was 50% being funny and 50% being dead serious, because if you watch a 2-hour movie about slavery and you're a black man, a black person, and they are showing you the lynchings, the rapes of black women, slaves getting their teeth knocked out and forced to eat, it will piss you off. Sorry for me being human and having emotions. When I was young and saw Jaws, I didn't want to go in the water for fear of sharks. When I saw Nightmare on Elm Street as a child, I didn't want to go to sleep at night for fear of Freddy Krueger. When Thomas J. got stung to death by bees in My Girl, I didn't want to go near a beehive for fear of being stung to death by Beyonce fans. And that's how I felt after watching Birth of a Nation, because I was terrified of white people, right? But those race reachers aren't sympathetic to my fears, because they was calling iHeart all day long yesterday, demanding that I be suspended and fired. In fact, a Twitter account called All Lives Matter, the young lady, I think her name is Rebecca Ashby, at least that's what her Twitter says, has been tweeting me and iHeart all morning saying, "Do you see this racist tweet from C to God? He hates white people. I hope you fire him for your hate speech." For his hate speech. Another race reacher on Twitter said, "You are a disgrace to the black community. It's thin-do apologists like you that are keeping blacks on the plantation." Now, first of all, I don't even know what thin-do means, okay? And I do not like being called things that I don't mean, that I don't even know what it means. You know what I'm trying to say.
I know what you're
saying. I don't know what it means. I don't even know if I should really be mad, but it sounds bad, okay? Second of all, I'm racist for saying I don't want to talk to white people after seeing Birth of a Nation, but you saying that blacks are still on the plantation is perfectly fine? Look, the moral of the story is, don't be the boy or girl who cries wolf when it comes to racism, because you know what happened to the boy who cried wolf. Eventually, nobody cared, and his sheep died. You don't want to be in that category, okay? Let me explain in the most basic of ways for you basic brain people. If you're a person who complains about everything all the time, then you're just a boy or girl who cried wolf. But if you do it on occasion and about the right reasons, then people listen. I can't wait until we get to the point in our society where we treat race reachers like the boys and girls who cry wolf that they are. Please give all these race reachers the biggest hee-haw. It's a dindo. All this real racism out here and y'all reaching for racism. That's like going somewhere where everything is free and stealing.
What do you call you, a dindo?
Let me see.
Can you spell that, please?
Yeah, spell
D-I-N-D-U. Y'all gonna Google?
I'm looking it up right now.
Google what dindu means.
Is that good?
An innocent African-American, a description used by family members of criminal African-Americans who didn't do nothing.
That didn't do nothing.
Now that's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny.
That's funny. You freaking racist.
You didn't do nothing.
That was funny.
Oh, that was good.
That was funny.
That made me chuckle.
I'm not streaming racism for that. That was funny.
Listen
that was
to good. This. Didn't do nothing. Actually, has a Twitter account.
Hold on. Let me read this again.
I didn't do nothing. That's funny.
Why did I miss that?
Wow.
I thought it was African. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought it was African. Whoa, I thought man. He was calling me some type of African something. I didn't know what that was.
You didn't do nothing. All right.
First of all, I don't even know what dindu means.
All right.
Dindu apologist. Didn't do nothing. That's
you
what he's calling me?
Didn't do nothing.
You didn't do nothing.
But you want to talk all that, but you ain't do nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Wow.
Up next is Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, call her right now. Maybe you're having problems in your relationship, whatever it may be. 800-585-1051. Ask Ye is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Now, if you got a question for Yee, you can call 800-585-1051. What line you want to go to, Yee?
I guess caller 9.
All right, let's go to 9. Hello, who's this?
This is Fatima from Jacksonville.
Hey, Fatima. What's your question
up?
For Yee?
What's up? I was just in Jacksonville.
Yes, hot. I have a question for Yee. I'm currently going through a divorce, and it's been like a year. And I've been talking to this one guy who lives in New York for a year. Really nice guy. And we've only seen each other maybe like 3 times because of the distance and things like that. And it's going really good to the point where I thought he was like my soulmate. And now he's like, he don't know if he can do the long distance relationship.
So nobody's considering moving or anything? It hasn't been that long, though. You've only seen each other 3 times.
Yes. And we've only known each other really for a year. And I would consider moving, but I'm like, first I need to settle the divorce first.
Yeah,
so I don't
listen.
Have to travel back and forth.
Listen, but handle your business first, because you haven't even been single for too long. You've been going through a divorce this past year. You've been dating this one guy. You've seen him 3 times. He's your rebound.
But he don't feel like a rebound. And now he hasn't talked. He said he needed time to think about it, and we haven't talked in like 2 weeks now because I refused to call him because he basically was like trying to break up with me.
Well, sounds like, A, you guys aren't dating anymore.
Have they had sexy?
No, because I'm still going through a divorce, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything like that until my divorce is final.
Well, baby, you just found a friend, that's all. Y'all were just cool. You guys are friends. You saw each other 3 times. You have a lot of things going on with you emotionally, things that you need to take care of. And you need somebody that's going to step up to the plate for real, and he doesn't seem like that person.
So I shouldn't call him? I'm waiting for him to call me.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't believe in playing those. I'm not going to call you because I'm waiting for you to call me games. If you have something you need to say or something you want to get off your chest, or if you want to have a conversation, I think you should definitely call him. Look at it this way. Even if it doesn't work out, you guys could always end things on good terms. It never really got that deep.
But it felt like it did, and I felt like he could be the one. He just needed to be patient.
It doesn't seem like he thought you were the one. So that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you might think he's the one. And whether or not you know it's a rebound, it kind of is a rebound. This is the first person you dated. You're going through a divorce. Emotionally, you're probably drained. You've only seen him 3 times. There's no way he's the one that you know of.
Okay.
I will say this. You never know what could happen further on down the line in the future. So no need to be stubborn and not just call somebody. Whether or not things work out, if you feel like he's a special person, period, at least y'all could maintain some type of friendship. And then you never know, a few months from now, maybe you'll be in New York, you guys could hook up and anything could happen. But in the meantime, focus on you. But I don't think that you should have ill will toward him. He was very honest and straight up with you. He didn't do anything wrong. He kept it real.
Yeah, he did.
So you can't fault him for that. Now you got to keep it real. If you feel like picking up the phone and calling, just go ahead.
You just broke her heart.
Now people say calling him would give him the power.
What power?
I don't know.
That's just ridiculous. Listen, all you're doing is maintaining a friendship. He already done told you he don't want a long distance relationship. That's not going to happen. Just don't call him pressuring him to do something that he already don't want to do.
I don't think you should be calling him at all because you ain't have sex with him. So that means you got a didn't do vagina. Your vagina didn't do nothing yet. So don't be calling me and tell your vagina want
to
do something.
You are allowed to call. Don't listen to these silly things about, I can't call him. He got to call me. Now it's silly.
How old is she? How old are you, Ma?
73.
I'm 35, and I've been married for 16 years, so I've never been in a dating scene.
Right, so you don't even know what you're doing. You don't even know what it's like to be single. Enjoy yourself. Girl, go over down to Amelia Island, go hang out at the Ritz-Carlton, have a good time, treat yourself with your friends.
Okay.
All right. Ritz-Carlton is expensive.
Hell yeah.
You better say something less.
What? You don't got to stay there.
Oh,
it's just half an hour drive.
True, you're right.
I'm taking you to the Dindu Motel. I'm taking you to a cheap motel because you're not having sex with me.
Yeah. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee, call her now. Here's Missy Elliott. It's Get Your Freak On. That was Get Your Freak On. Missy Elliott, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. You got a question for Yee, 800-585-1051. What line, Yee? 2? Hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly, you got a question for Yee?
Yes, I do.
Okay, Shelly, what's the problem?
Okay, I just want to know what to do about my boyfriend's roommate is a chick, and they had relations before me and him got involved. She was supposed to move out when I moved in, but she's still there.
You live there and he lives there with a girl he used to smash?
Yeah.
So he's just living it up. Question, why did you move in there? Why didn't he move out? Why didn't y'all get your own place somewhere else?
It's in his name.
Okay. So she won't move out.
Apparently he had told her that he was giving her 30 days, but then after 30 days, she still was there. And I was like, so what's going on? Is he moving? Is he staying? Like what? And when I brought it up, he kind of caught an attitude. And I just was like, well, I'm just asking because, you know, I was told one thing and it's another thing going on.
Yeah, you've been very patient. You actually gave the girl the 30 days. He said he was going to do something. He hasn't done it. She got to go. Does it feel awkward in the house with you being there with a girl that he was having sex with?
It really ties on my trust. It pulls on my trust.
How much longer is this lease for?
It's not up until like March, I think.
All right, you need to tell him that he's got to figure it out. Either he's got to figure a way to get out of his lease. You know, it's just money. If he got to break his lease and move out and do whatever, then he's got to do that. Maybe sign the lease over to her name if she wants to stay there. But he's got to figure something out. Personally, if it was me, I wouldn't even want to live in a place where he was smashing this other girl that was living there, too. I would be like, why don't we just get on and move out?
They wasn't smashing there. It was before they even became roommates.
Okay, so he used to have sex with her, and then somehow they became roommates after that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to at least keep his word. And if he hasn't kept his word, he has to acknowledge he can't have an attitude with you about it. You know? You got to tell him, ask him. Ask him if he's not going to make her move out, then what does he propose as a solution to the issues that you're having? Tell him that it's making you uncomfortable.
He says that if I'm not comfortable, I'm more than welcome to get my own place.
Wow.
Whoa.
See, now I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah, exactly. Because then I'm leaving you here, and how do I know this so-called incident is going to happen again.
Are you being really confrontational and nagging him about it?
No, I just left it alone. Like, after she didn't move and I seen that she wasn't trying to move, I just left it alone.
Right. I mean, if it was me, I'm going to just tell you what I would do, and I don't know if this is the right thing, but if he told me that if I'm not comfortable with it, I should go get my own place, I probably would just do that and be like, F you. Because I think that's really unreasonable. If he said he was going to do something, he hasn't done it. She's not being respectful of your relationship because he told her she had 30 days. She knows you're uncomfortable. He knows you're uncomfortable. When do people respect your feelings? I probably would call his bluff, but I would tell him either you're going to find a solution for this or I'm not going to continue making myself uncomfortable.
All right. Speak up, mama.
Thank you.
He's hurt her heart. Damn, you.
I'm just saying.
Jeez.
I'm not living with you and a girl that you was having sex with. I'm sorry.
Ask Ye.
You ain't down with the polygamy you like,
Ye? I am not down with that.
585-1051 if you got a question for Ye. Now, Ye, we got rumors coming up.
Yes, find out who is donating $1 million to Louisiana flood relief after the rains caused massive flooding. I know you guys have seen video of all of that and how horrific it was over there. Also, find out about a house that just sold for $100 million.
Wow. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Rumor Report.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nate Parker is, as we know, the writer, director, producer, and star of Birth of a Nation, which is about the Nat Turner Rebellion with Charlamagne Saul.
Amazing. Drop on the clues bombs for Birth of a Nation. Amazing movie.
Now, a lot of people are bringing up these charges that he had that he was acquitted of, and his roommate was not acquitted, and then he did get acquitted on appeal. But, they're talking about these rape charges that he got when he was put on trial for raping a fellow student at Penn State back in 1999. Now, the alleged rape victim is no longer alive. She died. She actually committed suicide back in 2012.
Is that a fact?
It is a fact, and he actually acknowledged it, and he put out a statement about it.
Okay.
Okay, because her brother, Johnny, who didn't reveal his last name because the woman is anonymous, she was an alleged rape victim.
Mm-hmm.
She committed suicide, and he said she became detached from reality. The progression was very quick, and she took her own life. And they did point out that she did try to commit suicide after that rape case as well. Well, Nate Parker put out a statement. He said, I myself just learned that the young woman ended her own life several years ago, and I'm filled with profound sorrow. I can't tell you how hard it is to hear this news. I can't help but think of all the implications this has for her family. I cannot nor do I want to ignore the pain she endured during and following our trial. While I maintain my innocence that the encounter was unambiguously consensual, there are things more important than the law. There is morality. No one who calls himself a man of faith should even be in that situation. As a 36-year-old father of daughters and person of faith, I look back on that time as a teenager and can say without hesitation that I should have used more wisdom. He said, I look back on that time, my indignant attitude and my heartfelt mission to prove my innocence with eyes that are more wise with time. I see now that I may not have shown enough empathy even as I fought to clear my name. So he has a full statement that you can see as well that's on his Facebook.
Listen, I still think it's the system at work. Yes, what Nate Parker did 17 years ago is absolutely wrong, but let's not act like these charges resurfacing now are just coincidence. Some people don't want black liberation stories told, and Nat Turner is a black liberation story, and the way Nate Parker went about getting this movie made is a black liberation story. It's the epitome of doing for self, raising $7 million, shooting the film yourself, selling it for $17.5. Some people don't want that type of black liberation.
That's great.
I know it's interesting that this would resurface now as opposed to earlier with all the other work.
It's not interesting. It's the system at work. This man's done 18 movies, and now all of a sudden we just find out that he had rape charges and that a woman committed suicide. I don't know. Did she commit suicide because of the rape?
We don't know.
Well, we don't. They're saying they don't know it's directly tied to that, but according to her family members, she was in a deep depression after that.
Now, you also said he did something wrong 17 years ago, but he was found not guilty, so.
Yeah, exactly.
He didn't do anything wrong 17 years ago.
And
well,
I read the
he was acquitted.
He was acquitted.
Listen, I'm not here to judge what happened. I don't know what happened between these two or whatever, but he did put out that statement. That's all I want to put out there, that he put out a statement.
That's true. I read the transcript. All I'm saying is I tell people all the time, when a woman is drunk, leave her alone. Period. I don't care if y'all had sex before. I don't care if y'all have sex all the time. If she's super, super drunk, don't have sex with her. And don't let your boy smash.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Taylor Swift is donating $1 million to Louisiana flood relief. How nice is that? Now, she talks about Louisiana residents being so gracious to her when she kicked off her tour, her 1989 world tour last year. She said, we began the 1989 World Tour in Louisiana, and the wonderful fans there made us feel completely at home. The fact that so many people in Louisiana have been forced out of their own homes this week is heartbreaking. So she's encouraging everybody to show some love and do whatever you can. All right, Eminem joined Drake on stage last night in Detroit. And that's putting an end to people making up rumors that they had some bad blood. There was some diss records about to happen.
What song did he bring him out? Did he bring him out during the record when he was dissing Joe Budden?
What are you talking about?
What?
When did
they
he bring
him out? They have a song together, you know.
Oh, that song. Okay.
Forever. I was actually watching the video. I couldn't even understand what was happening because everybody was screaming Cheris so loud.
Uh-huh.
I would have played it for you, but you won't hear anything but screams. So, yes. So, there you go. That Eminem cameo in Detroit is always a huge deal. And Drake also posted a picture of them together as well. Okay, the Playboy Mansion has sold for $100 million.
Oh, they finally sold it.
Yes, there were some rumors that the deal had been called off, but that happened, and that is the price of it. So there you have it. It was actually, they were asking for $200 million at first, but it did end up selling for $100 million. And that's still nothing to scoff at, all right? Let's be clear.
He's a pimp still, though, because even though he sold the house, he still lives there until he dies.
Mm-hmm.
So he sold the house. He doesn't own it anymore, but the guy can't move it until Hugh Hefner dies.
Right, exactly.
Which could be tomorrow, or it could be a year from now.
He's almost there.
Well, he is still going to pay also $1 million in rent annually. He's 90 years old, guys. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
We need to really have a good conversation about rape and rape victims this week, because I think a lot of times, you know, women are always looked at as rape victims, but guys go through that too. And the reason guys go through that is because, number one, we're guilty until proven innocent. And then even after we're proven innocent, people still think we're guilty.
Maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow.
I will say this, it is hard for a lot of women who have been assaulted to come forward because they feel like people aren't going to believe them. So it's difficult on both ends because most women who get raped don't even come forward because...
That is true. But once again, nobody...
It's hard.
That
it's
is true.
A hard situation
as a person who's been in the same situation as Nate Parker, who's been charged,
with rape,
a criminal sexual conduct charge, and then the charges got dropped, it's like nobody believes you after the fact. And when guys are charged, they're guilty until proven innocent. And then even after we're proven innocent, people still look at us as guilty.
Well, we'll discuss that tomorrow. All right? We'll have a whole long conversation about it. Take people's calls, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that have things to say about it.
Absolutely.
Right. We'll discuss that tomorrow. All right? Thank you for those rumors, Yee.
You're welcome.
All right. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051. You can also hit us on Instagram or Twitter at DJ Envy for your requests. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.